have Jeremiah Hardesty. He is a candidate for House District 21. Jeremiah, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's have you just get a little closer there. Bring that mic a little closer to you. Jeremiah, there's a lot of course, political season this summer, and I want to talk first of all, what made you decide to run for House District 21?
Yes, so the first things that made me want to run was when I saw the abortion bill that had gone to the Supreme Court, and I thought, wow, why is Wyoming not up there with all these other issues? And so from there, right after that, I received a notice from my work, and they wanted us to submit our vaccine information, and that's private medical information, and they were going to, I mean, basically I would have been fired. And I heard people all around me being fired. And the other issue is parental rights, seeing this stuff with kids, seeing, I don't understand why in other counties teachers are trying to trans children and with this racist ideology and anti-American ideologies with CRT. These are big issues. And those are the three things that made me want to run.
CRT meaning critical race theory.
Correct.
Jeremiah Hardesty here, candidate for House District 21. Those are some of your platforms. So kind of tell us how the campaign has been going and some of the feedback that you've received to this point.
I've been receiving a lot of good feedback. The campaign's going really well. We have about, in the last 2 years, we had about 18 strong conservatives in our House out of 60. And so I'd like to be the 19th, and people in here are really care about Wyoming and the values that people have in Wyoming, and so they're really excited to have another conservative in the House.
In terms of some of your experiences and things that you bring to the table, tell us a little bit more about yourself and kind of how you told us kind of why, but how did you come to this decision, and what are some of your background experiences that have brought you here?
Yes. So I'm a Marine veteran. I was in Afghanistan for 2 years.
Thank you for your service.
It's an honor to serve. And I came back in 2020 and wondered, what country did I come back to? And I see a lot of other states that have been protecting people's rights to, and Wyoming really hasn't taken a stance in the last 2 years, especially with the war on energy and kids and our jobs and all of these COVID regulations. So I thought, maybe I should try to help out my neighbors I'm not going to just lay down. So I thought, maybe I should do something about it.
So you thought you'd throw your hat in the ring and do the best you can.
Correct.
Okay. It's a summer season. There's a lot of things going, as you mentioned, a lot of different things going on right now. What are some of the concerns that maybe the people that you've been campaigning with have expressed to you?
So one of the big ones, is property tax. Our legislators, they had an opportunity to, solve the issue, in the last 2 years, and those bills did not pass. The SJ2, that would have exempted elderly people from paying property tax. And that's just a small part of it, but that could have also helped, and that didn't go through. So that's a big one with property tax. And that's something that I really would like to help fix.
So that's something you would probably get behind again and maybe introduce something along those lines, or at least support it.
Yes, I would support it. And also, a lot of the issues that, from what I see people talking about right now, I see a lot of strange numbers that are made up that don't really go off of economics. And first thing that we need to understand is, property is an asset. So it's equity. So it's an equity tax. And we don't have an equity tax on computers or cars or anything else. So we need to understand that. It doesn't produce income, and so we need to understand realistic numbers with inflation. Inflation's about 2%, and so a lot of the numbers I see them talking about are almost double or five times, some are even 10 times what Californians pay for their property tax. And I see no reason why we need to pay the same or more than what Californians pay.
As far as you said, once a Marine, always a Marine. I've heard that.
Yes.
You talk about being a veteran and having served in the military. Are there anything that related to the military in Wyoming that you'd like to address?
Related to the military in Wyoming.
As far as, you know, maybe VA hospitals, anything like that. Is there anything that kind of stands out to you as a vet?
As a vet, nothing specifically, more on just our way of life, how it is to be in Wyoming. I think when most people think about what it means to be an American, whether that's anywhere in the U.S. or even in other countries, their views of what it means to be an American are most represented by how we live in Wyoming. And I think that the founding fathers, when they created our country, that we represent what the idea that they had the best. And I would like to help conserve our way of life and our values.
So how can people learn more about you? How can they get in contact with you and learn more from you or even contribute to the campaign if they would like? Do you have a way for people to do that?
Yes, I do. So you can reach me on my website, HardestyHD21.org. Or if you'd like, you could call me personally on my cell phone. It's 307-249-6886. And my email is Hardesty4HD21@yahoo.com. Just to spell out the email or the website, it's HardestyHD21.org.
Okay. Is there anything that I haven't mentioned that is near and dear to your heart or part of your campaign that you'd like to mention that we haven't touched on yet?
Yes. So I agree with 100% of the Republican Party platform. It's very simple and basic. It's basically what being a Republican has always been. And a lot of people don't vote that way, and I will vote that way if elected. Some of the other issues that I think are very important is Second Amendment. I think that's a battle that we're going to be fighting in the next couple of years. And also energy. We're the number one producing energy state, if I'm correct. And that's a big one for us, especially because when we don't produce legislation at the state level that needs to be passed at the state level, that affects our taxes. And our property taxes are compensating for a lot of the issues that is attacking just our whole economy.
All right, a lot of different things there. Jeremiah, again, give us the website and the phone number again, just so people can get in contact with you if they have more questions. Of course, this interview will be uploaded to svinews.com, but maybe if people miss part of it and they want to get a hold of you.
Yes, my website is Hardesty, HardestyHD, HD21.org, and my phone number is 307-249-6886.
Mr. Hardesty, anything we haven't touched on that just want to make sure you have a full forum here?
Yes, one of the things is why I'm running is I'm running because my future, I'm young, I'm only 30 years old, and I think a lot of the issues coming up right now are going to affect that if we don't stand up for our future. I'm fighting for my neighbors and for the community. When my mom died, I don't think that there is a place I could have been out of anywhere in the U.S. that my neighbors would have come together and really been a great support system. And this community means so much to me. And it would be an honor to help fight for our freedom.
Jeremiah Hardesty, candidate for House District 21. Mr. Hardesty, thank you so much for coming in this morning and having to battle through the door to get in here. We had a struggle to get you in here this morning. Thank you for that. We appreciate your patience and thank you for coming in this morning.
Yes, and thank you so much for having me.
Jeremiah Hardesty, again, candidate for House District 21.